Well, there hasn't been an increase in the gas tax since 1992, and it was increased 5 cents in 92, and it hasn't been indexed, so we haven't seen a gas tax for a while. And as you know, you drive around the roads in Maryland, you see the bridge deterioration, the road deterioration, and there's a lack of funding for adequate transportation, meaning roads and bridges. So the gas tax will help to fund road construction, bridge construction. Obviously, our industry as well is down 50% when it comes to employment levels, and this will also help put people back to work, and that's the real goal.
If the gas tax is increased, would your company hire more workers?
We certainly would. Right now, our levels of activity, revenue levels, activity levels are down 50%. This would add to some of the backlog for not only my company, but companies also in the area, the FODs, the Cheneys, the Lafarges, and a whole host of companies that are seeing a lot of unemployment.
For most of the folks that I see here that are the workers, do those mostly have seasonal temporary jobs, or are they employed full-time year-round?
You know, we have a certain amount of our jobs, our seasonal jobs, of course, our paving jobs, where the state has requirements with respect to temperatures, but we do have some jobs which are year-round jobs, dependent upon weather. When you have heavy snows, you can't put people to work, but some jobs are year-round.
A mild winter like this one is probably a boon for you because you keep people on the
work. It is, but we've laid off over 200 people because of the lack of activity, as well as seasonal layoffs, too. But, you know, we're down quite a bit.
The 200 people, is that over just the last year, the last couple of years?
Over the last year. Over the last couple of years, I couldn't give you that figure, but it's more.